The Czech Defense Ministry announced on Monday that it would withdraw most of its troops from Iraq next year, and at the same time the country's presence in Afghanistan would be substantially increased. The redeployments, which still have to be approved by Parliament, will come into effect in July 2008. Rob Cameron has been following this story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, was this news a surprise?
No, not at all. The United States, Britain and Poland have all announced gradual troop withdrawals from Iraq, so the Czechs really are simply following suit. Currently, they have around 100 troops guarding the perimeter of the British military base at Basra Airport in the south of Iraq and a handful of military advisers in Baghdad. But with the British departure from Basra, the Czechs' guard role will come to an end, and the Defence Minister, Vlasta Parkanova, says that just 20 Czech soldiers will remain in Iraq to help train members of the Iraqi armed forces.
So the Czechs, like many nations, I suppose, are pulling out of Iraq, but they're boosting their presence in another hotspot in Afghanistan.
That's right. They now have around 225 troops in Afghanistan as part of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force. Mrs. Parkanova says that that figure will almost double to 415 by next year. Afghanistan actually currently accounts for most of the 1.9 billion Czech crowns. It's around $100 million that the Czech Republic spends on foreign missions each year.
And what will the Czech soldiers actually be doing in Afghanistan from 2008?
Well, from March, there'll be around 200 troops as part of the provisional reconstruction team in the province of Logar, which is southeast of Kabul. Some 70 Czech soldiers will be sent to join the Dutch contingent in the province of Uruzgan, and around 100 army medical staff and soldiers will continue to run the Czech army field hospital in Kabul. There are also another 35 troops in the southern province of Helmand.
But I gather, Rob, that the Czech Republic's biggest overseas military presence is a bit closer to the Czech Republic.
That's right. The largest contingent is still in Kosovo, part of the NATO-led KFOR mission, and that will continue to be the case next year. Even after these extra troops are sent to Afghanistan, the Czech presence in Kosovo is expected to remain at its current level of 550.
Okay, Rob Cameron, thank you very much.